From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 4, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. Victoria Addison is reporting in the Register Star that Republican John Faso of Kinderhook on Tuesday, January the 3rd, took the oath of office in Washington, becoming the newest representative from New York's 19th Congressional District. Faso said of the ceremony, and I quote, "It was very inspiring and humbling. I am tremendously honored to serve. This is a very important moment for our country, and I'm privileged to be a part of it," end quote. Faso's wife, son, and daughter, daughter-in-law, and extended family attended the ceremony. As one of the first acts as a member of Congress, Faso said he voted for incumbent Paul Ryan in his successful bid for re-election as Speaker of the House. Faso, 64, was born and raised in Long Island and moved to Kinderhook more than 30 years ago. He represented the 107th District in the State Assembly from 1987 to 2002 and served as Assembly Minority Leader from 1998 to 2002. His subsequent bids for statewide office failed. A district swearing-in ceremony for Faso will be held at Cozelle's Restaurant in Ghent on Friday, January the 6th at 6:30 p.m. The event is open to the public. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Daily Freeman is reporting that a Valencia woman working as a product tester was surprised last month when a delivery she thought contained items to review turned out to be 7 pounds of marijuana. Pamela Marks expected to find toys in the box, but when she cut open the vacuum-sealed package, she was immediately struck with what she described as, and I quote, "skunk smell," end quote. Marks says the only other time she saw marijuana was when she was a little girl. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office seized the drugs, and the incident is now under investigation. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capitol Confidential that the state Senate on Tuesday, January the 3rd, released a report on water quality issues. Its inquiry was prompted by the ongoing PFOA contamination crisis in Hoosick Falls. The 30-page report concludes with 2 pages of recommendations, including the creation of a, and I quote, "Drinking Water Quality Institute," end quote. That group would be charged with setting specific requirements for unregulated contaminants such as PFOA and establishing a list of toxins that water systems should test for. The institute would also set uniform guidelines for informing the public when a contaminant is found in a community water system. In addition, the report recommends the creation of a Clean Water Bond Act to finance the costs of installing filtration systems and water testing in some communities. The full Hannon Water Quality Report is available at Capital Confidential, the Times Union blog. In related news, State Health Commissioner Howard Zucker announced on Tuesday additional dates this month for free blood testing for Newburgh area residents concerned about their past exposures to PFOS and other PFCs from that city's public drinking water supply. The Newburgh water supply has tested at twice the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's recommended safety level for PFOS. The chemical has been linked to liver and kidney problems, as well as immune system disease. The city has been connected to a clean water source since May. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports in the Daily Freeman that State Police Troop F Commander Major Joseph Tripodo, who oversees enforcement in Greene, Orange, Rockland, Sullivan, and Ulster counties, is leaving for Albany with a promotion. While a state police spokesperson in Albany said there has been no announcement, Tripodo confirmed the promotion. He said, and I quote, "I will be a staff inspector in the Bureau of Criminal Investigation. That will be a step up," end quote. The story says he leaves Troop F in the spring. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. 2016 was the sixth warmest in Albany history, with an average temperature of 51.1 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the National Weather Service in Albany. In Poughkeepsie, it was the second warmest year ever, with 53-degree average. Records date back to 1820s. For the year, there was 33 inches of precipitation in Albany, almost 6 inches less than usual. Poughkeepsie was more than 13 inches below normal in precipitation. Jimmy Vilken reports in Politico, New York, that as the legislature goes back into session in Albany this week, some lawmakers are working out their feelings about Governor Andrew Cuomo. State Senator Ruben Diaz Sr., a Democrat from the Bronx, said, and I quote, "Of course, people are angry, and he deserves it. We've got to send the governor a message. You have to respect us," end quote. A supposedly independent commission was expected to increase their $79,500 base pay for the first time since 1998. But the governor's appointees instead punted. Cuomo then attempted to hold a special session to pass ethics reform in exchange for the pay raise. But Republicans refused to hold the special session. Then Cuomo announced he would not face legislators with a State of the State speech, instead planning 6 speeches around the state. Diaz Sr. said Cuomo was, and I quote, "afraid to face the legislators," end quote. And State Senator Jim Tedesco, a Republican from Schenectady, wants to introduce a bill requiring the governor to give the speech in the Capitol. Senate Republican leader John DeFrancisco says the multiple speeches are, and I quote, "an early beginning of his re-election campaign. And anybody else who looks at it differently is, I think, looking through rose-colored glasses," end quote. Even the Democrats are criticizing Cuomo, with former Assemblyperson Jack McInerney saying, and I quote, "he moved away from the message to the legislature and made it the message to the media, the message to the people. Now the legislators will be watching it on TV. Where are they going to show up? Which one do they go to? Moving this State of the State out is probably not a good way to build bridges in preparation for a new budget or legislative year," end quote. An anonymous Cuomo aide responded, and I quote, "they didn't get their pay raise, so now they threaten they are going to be dysfunctional. It's extortion, and they wonder why 70% of the public wouldn't give them a raise," end quote. You can read that full story in Politico New York. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a plan for free tuition at state colleges to New Yorkers with families making $125,000 or less annually. Cuomo pivots left with the announcement alongside Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who proposed a similar program during the presidential primary campaign. The story says, and I quote, "it was not immediately clear how the program would be paid for, though the administration said the state already provided nearly $1 billion in support through its tuition assistance program. Those awards are capped at $5,165, and many of the grants are smaller," end quote. On December 31st, Cuomo vetoed the Indigent Legal Services Bill, saying the state did not have the funds to pay for it. You can read that full story in the New York Times. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is warning that areas of black ice will be possible through 9 a.m. Wednesday morning across eastern New York and adjacent western New England. A chance of rain showers before 4 p.m., then scattered rain and snow showers. Areas of fog before 11 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 44 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, isolated snow showers between 3 p.m. and 5 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 32 degrees. Thursday night, isolated snow showers between 7 p.m. and 1 a.m. Then a chance of snow after 1 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 20. And on Friday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 30 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 14. Sunrise today was at 7:24 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:37 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 4th day of January 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.